Members of Greenlight New York gathered yesterday in Buffalo, Syracuse, and Rochester, highlighting the benefits of immigrant farm workers receiving a license. They claim state revenue from licensing and other fees would increase by $57 million annually for city and county governments statewide. Justice for Migrant Families organizer Jennifer Connor says it also addresses a public safety concern.
It is very risky for someone to drive without a license, and many of the immigrant laborers are unable to access a license right now.
Change could be enacted through a direct order from Governor Cuomo or a change in law. The Driver's License and Privacy Act has been in front of the Assembly since this past April and has 34 members currently signed on. UB law professor Nicole Hallett says the time it takes to become a legal citizen needs to be taken into consideration.
It's very, very hard to tell whether someone should be here or whether they will be allowed to stay here in the future. Even for an immigrant that has a legitimate, bona fide, really strong application to be able to stay here, often it takes years to get resolved, whether they're applying for asylum, for refugee status, or whether they're applying through a family member.
Those who oppose the proposed legislation emphasize only legal citizens should have access to licenses. Connor says New York is behind other progressive states on this issue.
What we're calling for is access to license for all immigrants in New York, to disconnect it from immigration status, the same as 12 other states have already done, the same as Washington, D.C., the same as Puerto Rico.
Reporting for WBFO News, I'm Nick Lippa.